I have had small glimpses what you're talking about, mm-hmm. not in dangerous circumstances like you had accidents, thank God. But I have noticed that when I just, if I have to make a decision, mm-hmm. I become present, mm-hmm. and I let go of my fear, and I tell the universe to guide me where I should go.
Yes.
And things start happening.
Yes.
And I say, I'm getting out of my way.
Yes. And you're not only letting go of your fear, you're letting go of your insistence on having things turn out some particular way. Mm. You know, the ego is always in there thinking, no, I want that job. Tell me how I can get that job. You know, okay. how I can get my husband to do this thing. Mm-hmm. And in a state of miracle-mindedness, all you want is what is best for everyone. You're not insisting it's going to be best for everyone if I get that job. Mm-hmm. Or if my husband admits he's wrong or whatever. So I think it is a matter of getting out of your own way, in the sense that the ego is always trying to get where it thinks you should go. And in that state of atonement, you really do turn the whole situation over to God and trust that whatever comes out of that will actually be the best thing.
The best for you.
And really for everyone. I mean, it's a harmonious thing, truly, that what is best for you is best for everyone. I mean,
that's right.
You know, that truly we're not really all in competition for scarce resources. You know, truly what supports one person makes the world a better place and a happier place, and, you know, allows things to keep moving in that direction.
Let me ask you something. Because unfortunately, most of us go in search of spirituality because we are really in trouble.
Yes.
That's what pushes us to go.
Yes.
It happened to me, happened with most people. What would you say to a person who is really having problems, like maybe doesn't have a job, mm-hmm. or doesn't know when the next meal is coming, mm-hmm. and or have a son taking drugs, mm-hmm. and is desperate, it's coming to the course to find solace or to find a better way. Mm-hmm. What would you say to that person that would be helpful to be patient, or I don't know?
Well, actually, the Course has a prescription for that in every situation. What it really says is, don't make decisions for yourself. And so as a person speaking to someone in one of those kinds of difficulties, the ego in me would want to say, this is what you should do. Mm-hmm. You know, and come up with a solution and get them started down what my ego thinks is the right road. But if I was really following the Course, what I would do is go into silence and ask the Holy Spirit to tell me what to say. Mm-hmm. And what it would tell me to say would depend on what was appropriate in that particular situation. And it might be something I would never anticipate. Like, you know, if someone's talking to me about how they don't have a job, I might be guided to help them find a certain resource. I might equally be guided by the Holy Spirit to sort of give them a kick in the pants and say, you know, we'll get out there and try harder. Or, I mean,
yeah.
You know, what would be the truly the right answer for a person, I couldn't possibly, at a personal level, understand all of the complexity of their situation mm-hmm. and their psychological state and their motivations. The Holy Spirit can understand that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I do psychotherapy, I try to get out of the way and let the Holy Spirit decide what this person needs to hear, and I try to just simply do that and keep my own views out of it.